We are joined right now by an NFL insider for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. He appears every Sunday on the NFL Today during the regular season and the postseason. Good friend of the program. A recipient of an enormous shout-out from Utz Snacks. Co-host of Inside Access on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. He is Jason Lockenfora. JLC, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing well. Anytime you're flirting with the Utz girl on Twitter, you're doing all right.
Dude, that's
someone from the Mid-Atlantic region. That's right up there with Mr. Bo from Natty Bohemian Beer. That's a legendary mascot.
I was going to ask you, and I will ask you about the new project you're working, but man, to get a shout out from Utz Snacks. In fact, how good is your life right now?
Dude, not much that I do resonates with my kids, but when I showed them when Utz responded to me following them, that I got some cachet around my house for the first time, like probably ever.
I love it. All right, so before we get to the combine, you are going to co-host Inside Access on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. It's going to be weekdays from 2 until 6 p.m. It really is huge. How did that come to be, and how hyped are you for the opportunity?
I am totally amped. I just left the office of our program director here at the station to come on with you. We're in some planning meetings. I mean, I've grown to love this format really all of my life, and grew up listening to sports talk nationally and at home in Baltimore. Have been lucky enough to be able to absorb stuff from people like you by coming on as a guest for years, and I can't wait to get started.
Jason, I'm thrilled for you, man. You earned that. You're going to kill it. I know you will, and I'm really happy for you. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
Now, you had a great piece on CBSSports.com about what was said by teams at the Combine and what they actually mean by it, starting with Raiders GM Mike Mayock talking about Derek Carr and his future. What was Mayock really saying there as it relates to Carr and potentially Tom Brady?
I think he was sending a message to the rest of the league that, hey, if you think Derek Carr is better than your current quarterback and you're interested, hit us up, because we're kind of still dating this guy. We're not, you may have thought we put a ring on his finger, but not really. And we're looking to upgrade, and maybe it's Tom Brady or maybe it's Tua Tagovailoa. We're sorting through some stuff here, but if Derek Carr floats your boat, we might be able to work something out.
Jason Lockenfora, my guest. All right, then, what about Bruce Arians? He said this of Jameis Winston, quote, "You don't know what trades might happen. You don't know who is behind door number two yet. Then you can make a decision," end of quote. Can you decode that for me? What is he actually saying?
Yeah, he's saying, Phillip Rivers, are you going to cost us $60 million for two, or is it going to be more like the Nick Foles $50 million for two? Because we think Jameis is going to cost us around 30 a year. And so are we going to put that non-exclusive tag on him at 27? Because you're either going to pick the Colts over us, or we're not cool with your price point. But I mean, that's door number two. I believe at the end of the day that the Bucks, if they don't have two tags, obviously that'll make life more difficult, and we'll see what comes with a collective bargaining situation, but they're not letting Shaq Barrett go. So he will be tagged at all costs. If they don't have two tags, can they work something out with Jameis? I don't know that they're going to be able to upgrade from Jameis when you go through all the different permutations, but certainly they would look at Phillip Rivers as somebody they'd have big interest in. But I think the Colts might end up being the best spot for Phillip.
We're talking to Jason Lockenfora. All right, so over the weekend, there were also reports, JLC, suggesting that Washington is interested in Tua with the number two pick overall. Do you really think they're serious about that, or are they trying to get Miami to trade up from five to get him?
Well, I think when you have the second pick in the draft and there are two quarterbacks who are both looked at as having the talent to be worthy of the first overall pick in the draft, you have to do your due diligence. There's no reason why you wouldn't spend time with them, no reason why you wouldn't check out their pro days, no reason why you wouldn't allow Tua to absolutely wow you. But there's also something to be gained from doing all that to the outside world, which is, hey, Miami and anybody else who thinks you might be able to stay at five or six or seven or whatever, or you think you only have to move up to, you know, maybe three or four to jump Miami. Well, guess what? What if we take this kid? And then we could just have an auction. We could see what we could get for Tua. We could see what we could get for Haskins. What makes the most sense for us? I think they want to find out as soon as possible what's the biggest haul we could get for the second overall pick. And more likely that means them coming off of Chase Young than it does Tua. I'm not sure that they would go that route at the end of the day if they stayed at two. But I talk to a lot of other teams who, when they assess the Redskins situation, they think it's screaming out for a trade down, even as good as Chase Young may be. Unless he's Lawrence Taylor, if you pull off a reverse RG3 trade, them going down rather than moving up for a quarterback, you could be looking at 3 1s, 2 2s, and a 3. That fills a lot of holes.
Jason Lockenfora joining us in the jungle once again. Now, you also have a piece up today breaking down what each team should do in the coming weeks, and the priority you have for the Patriots is to sign Marcus Mariota. What do you like about that fit for him and for them?
I mean, sometimes a change of scenery does you a lot of good. There's such a winning culture up there. You know, Marcus isn't a big rah-rah guy. He's not going to say a ton. He's kind of a low-key, lead-by-example guy. He has a skill set. It hasn't been fully tapped into. And look, the injuries and all that, maybe he'll never come anywhere close to being what people hope. But I think Josh McDaniels could mold a little clay there. I think mentally he's the kind of kid who could handle having to be the guy who replaced TB12, if that's the case. And then, look, if Tom Brady does come back, it's year to year, they find a package for Mariota. They find a way to develop him, and maybe 1 year working with Josh in practice would be the best thing for him. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater hit the reset button on his career in a big way. It might be better for it. So whether it's, you know, Mariota, whether it's Andy Dalton, whether it's Cam Newton, I certainly think, well, I know for a fact that the Patriots are putting contingencies together, because they are nothing close to a guarantee that Tom Brady will be back in Foxborough.
Jason Lockenfora, NFL insider for CBS Sports, CBSSports.com as well. He's got a new radio program starting up. So what about TB12? We're at the beginning of March right now, Jason. What is your sense as to how things are going to play out for Brady?
I know there's some people kind of writing off the Patriots. I think that's a little misguided. The Patriots are going to lay out and let this thing develop and give the time and space he needs to figure out for the first time in his life what his true market value is. And the way you ascertain that is your agent, you know, starts sending out feelers and starts having exploratory phone calls. And you start getting a feel for how strong, you know, a couple of owners may come and how they're going to pursue him. And are those situations more conducive to me winning right bleeping now than the one in New England, where they need a whole lot more on the offensive side of the ball than just a quarterback? So that is beginning. And Don Yee, his agent, was in Indianapolis for a couple days last week. And Don Yee avoids Indianapolis at all costs in February. He was there because his generational client is doing something he's never done before, diving into the deep end of free agency. I still think at the end of the day, there's 3 to 4 other teams and the Patriots who really are in this thing in terms of making contract offers and trying to win this auction. But Robert Kraft will have his say. Whether it's enough, I don't know that anybody knows, but he will be a part of the process at the appropriate time.
GLC joining us for a few more moments. There was also, Jason, a report over the weekend that the Chicago Bears were looking to bring in a veteran quarterback to push Mitch Trubisky. If that's the case, do you think that might be Andy Dalton? If not Dalton, then who?
Yeah, look, I've been reporting on their interest in Andy Dalton for quite some time, really since they hired Bill Lazor as their offensive coordinator. Bill Lazor and Andy Dalton did really good things together in Cincinnati. Andy Dalton is very heady and cerebral. He would be the embodiment of that system. He already speaks the language. He has a pretty good resume. And did they get it done in the playoffs? No, but you know, he was a part of some Bengals teams that reached the playoffs 5 straight times. He wasn't in all of them, but nevertheless, when he had some talent around him, he was a functional, winning NFL starting quarterback. Mitch Trubisky has not proven to be anything close to that. So I think Dalton will end up being the guy there. You know, could that be a spot for Mariota? There's other options for sure, but I got a feeling Andy Dalton ends up with the Bears.
So if he does, can we assume that ultimately he's going to win that job and be QB1 there?
Yeah, and I don't even know if it takes as long as the Mariota Tannehill thing took last year to develop. I think it would be really obvious, you know, even if it's a truncated preseason, and I think we'll still have a normal one this year, but even in a shortened preseason, I think it'd be real clear, real fast, who the better quarterback was.
Jason Lockenfora for a couple of more moments. One of the suggestions you also have is that the Titans should let Derrick Henry see what he can get on the open market. Lay that out for me. Why do you say that?
I just think with
running backs, and especially running backs who are as big as and physical as he is, and running backs who, while he can catch a screen pass and go rumbling down the sidelines, he's not a guy who's going to win for you in the passing game as often as a Christian McCaffrey, you know, type back would. Boy, you're talking about, you know, a guy who's going to want, and understandably so, his $14 or $15 million a year like a Le'Veon Bell got. But you start looking at that team, all the mouths they have to feed. They got to try to keep that offensive line together. You know, can they keep Conklin, their right tackle? They're in a little bit of a jackpot with Tannehill, and yeah, they've got interest in Tom Brady too. But, you know, what if you move, you know, lose out? And do you really see Tom Brady in Nashville? I mean, maybe. They've got a lot going on, Jim, and I don't know that I'm going to necessarily make my offseason priority built around being able to keep that running back. As good as he is, I just don't know who goes out there and absolutely, you know, blows the market up to pay him. You know, letting him see what else is out there and then working something out, maybe even a short-term 2 or 3 year deal, might be the best course of action. But if we're talking about tags and who you can absolutely secure and who you can't, I'd be more worried about the quarterback and the right tackle.
All right, as great as this conversation is, there's no way I let you go without one question about the Cowboys. Pretty clear, Dallas is going to tag Dak Prescott. What do you expect to see happen between the Cowboys and Amari Cooper then?
Yeah, I mean, do they get to apply the second tag or not? How quickly do the players vote on this new CBA, and do they get all that ironed out, you know, before the start of the league year? No one knows. If they have a second tag, they'll absolutely put it on Amari Cooper. If they don't, there's no excuse to lose him. I mean, I don't want to hear about salary cap. I don't want to hear about, you know, what's, oh, well, wow, they got to pay Dak and blah, 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 blah. Nobody has revenue streams like the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, no, he hasn't spent big there, Jerry, in a while. And you look at his actual cost for payroll the last 5-7 years, they're not up there with the biggest spenders in the league. So, you know, you've got this gambling money about to pour in. You've got new TV contracts on the horizon. You've got his old quarterback doing real well as well. I don't want to hear Jerry Jones can't pay Amari Cooper. If he has to go out in the market, give him one penny more than anybody else will, and you'll be able to keep him. Cash over cap. You can always figure out a way to lower somebody's cap number. So there should be no excuses. They're going to lose Byron Jones, and I think that's a significant loss. But there should be no excuses not to be able to keep your quarterback and your wide receiver, especially when you're the Dallas Cowboys.
Jason, in season, you actually do a really good job of getting out to see an occasional show if you can, especially if you're in New York, as long as it doesn't interfere. I'm curious, what's the summer concert viewing tour look like? Are you seeing shows in and around the area? Can you travel to a show? What are you looking at?
You know, I saw Refused in D.C. Last week. That was awesome. I'm going to see Bikini Kill in Philadelphia in May. I think I'm going to see Cheap Trick in D.C. this spring.
Love that.
I haven't looked too deep into the summer yet, Jim. So if you have and you know you're and your buddies at Live Nation see anything that meets my eclectic palate, you know I'm always game for it. And I think I built up enough goodwill here at the radio station. If I had to cut out a little early to get up to New York for a show, they might let me.
Yeah, I'm asking you because I was looking for some ideas and advice myself, but I gotta admit, Cheap Trick is pretty intriguing. I like that. I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, they put on a great show. I've seen them many times, and those guys are legit.
I have never seen them live. I do bump them when I work out. Jason Lockenfora, NFL insider for CBS Sports, CBSSports.com. JLC, sorry to pull you out of that meeting because you got yourself a new project. Co-host of Inside Access on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Congrats on that, and congrats on the enormous shout-out from Utz Snacks, JLC.
Thank you, and we got to get you on the show, brother. We'll flip the script. I'd love to be on the other side.
You got it. Done. Done deal, JLC. You have done my show about 10,000 times. Jason Lockenfora. So happy for him.